On University of Miami Miller School of Medicine Week, those suffering from Crohn's disease want to know, what should we eat? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Maria Abreu, professor of medicine, looks into the best diet for this affliction.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, comes in two types: Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. These diseases are characterized by chronic inflammation of the intestine, leading to diarrhea, bleeding, and abdominal pain. In the last few years, it's become clear that there's a genetic basis for these disorders, but also a very important environmental component, especially the influence of the microbiome and diet. The challenge becomes how to harness the power of the microbiome and diet for the treatment of IBD. The most common question patients ask is, what should I eat? We have tried to address this by doing a very careful diet study using catered meals in patients with IBD. Patients received either a high-fat, low-fiber diet, like a standard American diet, or a low-fat, high-fiber diet, and they tried each diet for 4 weeks. We found that at baseline, patients had a very poor diet with almost no consumption of fruits and vegetables and ate more saturated fat than the high-fat diet in our study. So both diets were already healthier than the patient's baseline diets. Our research found that patients saw greater improvements in their microbiome profiles, a decrease in inflammatory markers, and an improved quality of life with the low-fat, high-fiber diet. We're now repeating a bigger study and trying to change people's diet behavior. Studies like these help us understand what is happening at a molecular and microbiome level and are extremely important if we want to capitalize on the potential benefits of diet as therapy for IBD.
That was Maria Abreu of the University of Miami. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.